Hi everybody, I'm Lights Camera Jackson here with David Feist, the director of Open Season Scared Silly. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, this movie is so much fun.
I'm so glad you liked it. Yeah, it was a blast to make, I got to tell you. A lot of the ideas that we had from Open Season 1 got into Open Season 4, Scared Silly, and I'm really excited that the world gets to see it finally.
Yeah, you were telling me before you were head of story on the original Open Season.
That's right.
Tell me about the making of that film almost 10 years ago now.
Yeah, well, it was Jill Colton, Tony Stocky, good friends of mine, were directing, and they brought in Roger Allerslate on that film. It was just like it was my first position as a head of story in a feature film. I'd come from television. I'd done Cow and Chicken for Cartoon Network, so I was mostly a TV guy. And so I was, you know, I was put into the role of a head of story. So to make the leap to feature, I thought, well, this is going to be difficult. But actually, it really isn't. It's just like all the training from television came in handy to be able to come up with gags really fast, be able to board really fast. And working with those directors, it was a real joy. We had a real great time.
Okay, so yeah. The Wailing Wampus Werewolf,
yes,
dominates a lot of the themes in Open Season Scared Silly.
Yes.
Tell me about that character.
Well, it's supposed to be, started off, it's like you're not sure if that's real or not. It's Elliot's imagination. He's telling stories to the forest animals, like to scare them. You know, they get together, like have campfire, you know, telling campfire stories, little horror stories. But come to find out, maybe it might be real.
Mm-hmm.
And Boog, because he was raised in captivity and he's out in the woods, he's never quite comfortable out there, and he's actually afraid that the stories might be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, there are a couple of flashbacks, which I really like, to the original Open Season. Was that one of your main goals going into this, was to do some of those flashbacks and get some of those themes like Shaw back into it too?
Yeah. Well, Shaw was an awesome villain from the first film, right? It was great to get him back, and it was awesome that he had lost the ability to hunt, but he was still around, and so he used his talents to shoot things, but with a camera, and he became like a tour guide for the forest, but not happily. And so when there was the thought that maybe there's a werewolf out there, that gets him back on the track, and he convinces the sheriff to reopen Open Season to hunt down that werewolf, but also if there's a bear, certain bear and deer get in the way, you know, watch out. Yeah.
I've heard all around today the crazy story about how you got the voice of Elliot and Mr. Weenie to be a part of this movie. Please share that with me.
Yeah, well, Will Townsend works here at Sony, and he's this young fella that had a voice that when I heard him talk, I thought, that actually sounds a little like Elliot, his regular speaking voice. And so I had him do scratch for when we're building the animatic, how the process of making an animatic reel, you use scratch voices before you get the real actors. But he was so good, everybody said, well, who is that guy? I said, he works here, he works in IT. And we actually cast him as Elliot. But then later on, we also found out that he had this ability to do this funny German accent that actually was perfect for Mr. Weenie. And yeah, really pleased how that came out too.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Tell me about some of the animation style you use for this, some of the techniques. I mean, we're looking at some of the artwork here, and some of it, like the cart sequence with the lava, is really incredible to watch. Tell me about the making of some of that.
Well, this was a much lower budget than the original film. So we wanted to make it as exciting as the first film, so we're thinking of things that would really be, like, photograph really, really well. And I always thought fire looks great, lava would look good. Mm-hmm. You know, we had some early artwork from the first film where they actually go into like an abandoned mine. Mm. So there was some early artwork that we kind of repurposed for this movie, but just added lava because it was silly. Like who mines for lava? And that was the story point in this. Like it was for lava lamps, but it was a bad idea.
And the humor, I think, is a lot of the success of these movies, especially between Boog and Elliot. Mm. How important was that for this movie as well?
Well, it has to be funny. I mean, but to me, what makes it really, really funny is these characters really care about each other. So I think the humor comes from that. Like there's a love between all the characters deep down. There's no real animosity. Yeah.
Do you see an Open Season 5 happening?
Well, I could see an entire series happening.
Wow.
Absolutely an Open Season 5. Yeah, okay. I think that these characters have a lot more to say.
I'm here with William Townsend, the voice of Elliot and Mr. Weenie in Open Season Scared Silly. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be here. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, fantastic. So I've heard the crazy story of how you got to be the voice of both of those characters. What was that like for you to get these roles?
It was probably the coolest thing ever. I mean, I've never done this before, and this is the first time I've ever been involved with a movie, and now I get to voice two of the main characters. So it, to me, is the coolest thing I've ever done.
Wow. What does the original Open Season mean to you?
It was one of the animated movies I saw when I grew up that I loved. I mean, I love goofy, crazy characters like these guys here. And so Elliot is essentially me growing up. He is an idiot running around just yelling things at the top of his lungs and trying to get everyone to follow his ideas. So it was essentially who I was growing up.
Wow. Yeah. And David Feiss, the director, created Cow and Chicken. And I just heard you were such a huge fan
of
that. Yes.
I mean, watching Saturday morning cartoons, eating cereal, and watching Cow and Chicken on Cartoon Network was like the coolest thing for me. So being able to meet him and work with him was great.
You have so many funny lines in Open Season 4. Did you crack up during takes in the booth?
Absolutely. Doing Mr. Weenie especially. It's a weird German accent that I do, and occasionally I would lose character and kind of start laughing, and Dave would too, and we have to start over and go back. But Elliot too, he makes a lot of noises and efforts. That always got me when you're doing the and doing that for about 5 minutes straight. I couldn't keep it straight.
Okay. Now, you are really tall.
Yes.
6'7", is that true?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. There's a basketball team here at Sony. Are you on the basketball team?
Yeah, we have
a
lunchtime basketball league, one of the great work perks here at Sony, that we get to play during lunch and do a league. So I played with Dave, the director, before, and we did the league, and we won last year, so that was great.
Ooh,
the height helped. Yeah.
Okay. Did you play in high school, college?
I played in high school, but then I went to USC, where college basketball is a little harder to play there, so I didn't. Yeah, but I get to play now at work, so it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is it like voicing these characters as far as reaching out to so many kids who grew up with the original Open Season and now are getting to see this movie as well?
I mean, I only hope I can entertain them as much as the last couple movies have. Some of my campers that I worked at a summer camp most of my life, and so some of those kids, I hope they get to see it, and a few of them have reached out to me and said how excited they are to see it. So to me, that means the world.
Okay. Last question.
Yes.
The scariest story you were ever told.
Probably the story of the Wailing Wampus werewolf. You know, he's crazy. Is he alive? Is he real? We don't know. But probably that story in Timberline. That's the scariest story I've ever heard.
Ooh, I like it. Open Season Scared Silly on DVD March 8th. William, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. I'm Late Scarebird Jackson.